Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can watch, you can listen. Whatever you got going on, you got a challenge, you got an opportunity, you're frightened about something, you're excited about something. Wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership in your small business, we got something that you can that will help you there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Gail Buskey's our guest. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder, president, and CEO of Team DoubleClick. They're virtual assistants. That's what they do. And Gail, thanks again for hanging out with us. And in the previous segment, we talked about how the virtual assistant thing works a little bit, but I want you to now remind our audience, let's talk about what it takes to be able to employ a virtual assistant. Even though you may have someone under your roof that you hardly see more than you would a virtual assistant a lot of times, there's still something about somebody not being, you could at least walk in the other room if they're under your roof, right? But there's something about them not being available to you physically, so to speak, and that for whatever reason, that distance, you know, some people it takes a little bit of getting used to, and it takes the right match on both sides, doesn't it?
It does. Well, you know, first of all, if you are a micromanager by nature, it probably is not going to work out.
Right.
You'll always be second.
You could always take a Valium or something like that, though, right?
Right. You sure could. But, you know, a lot of it does boil down to, like you said, getting the right match. Mm-hmm. So, you know, talk to your virtual assistant or your potential virtual assistant and make sure that you're on the same page as far as philosophies and you know, business style and all of those things. And then start out slow, start out small. You have to, because you're working from a distance and you don't see one another face-to-face each day, building that trust level is important. You know, if you hire your virtual assistant and you slam her with 9,000 different tasks, you're setting both you and her or him up for failure because something's going to get missed. And that would happen even with an office assistant. If you gave them, you know, a whole stack of stuff to do all at the same time with no instruction, they're going to goof something up too. So
if somebody came to you and said, "Gail, I need some help, and I want to try the virtual assistant route," do you help them set up, make sure they've got the right tools? Because it would seem to me the way to make this work would be for them to be as accessible as possible under the circumstances. What do you think?
You're absolutely right, and we do that. We go through, first of all, what tasks the client needs to have done, and then we find the virtual assistant that matches those tasks. Then we do an introduction so that they can kind of get to know each other a little bit so they're not going in cold, pick a few tasks to start with, and then we ask the client to do a little bit of training with that virtual assistant. And by training, I don't mean showing them how to type or how to do data entry,
more
how you want your data entry done or how you want your phone's answered.
But how big a deal is, for example, do you recommend that they connect over Skype so they can see each other's face?
You know, that's...
Do you recommend using some of the, cloud-based work-sharing programs and capability so they can sort of, you know, do something a little more real-time collaborating, that kind of thing? Do you recommend things like that?
Absolutely. We recommend Dropbox a lot. Initially, it's a free service, and it's wonderful.
That's where you just drag a file over, and it's right there. You don't have to email it and worry about whether it's going to get through. But I was also thinking about, you know, there are these cloud-based project programs where mm-hmm. where you and I can both look at the same thing in real time, those kinds of things. Is that helpful?
They are. It's very helpful if you're both working on something at the same time to do a screen share. Mm-hmm. Any meeting, GoToMeeting, all of those are wonderful platforms for that. So it's like having that person sitting right next to you while you're showing them what to do.
Well, and you know, even when you know, when you're it's always good to see someone's face too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you don't see them all the time, don't know what they look like. It would just seem to me that if once a week or so you connected on Skype and just you know, saw each other smile or whatever. I don't know.
And a lot of people do that. It varies. You know, preference varies from client to client. Some people are completely turned off by the video conferencing with Skype.
Yeah.
Others use it all the time. So it really comes down to personal preference.
It would seem to me, though, if you're turned off by technology, you're not going to be a good manager of a virtual assistant, right?
No, probably not. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough.
That's a good indicator. Hey, Gail, I need the website again, please.
TeamDoubleClick.com.
TeamDoubleClick.com, where you can find out. How many virtual assistants do you have available to you right now?
Oh, my goodness. I think our latest count is over 100,000.
Wow. How about that, folks? If you can't find somebody that'll fit you there, I don't know what you... I don't know. I can't help you, but Gail can. Hey, Gail, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks for having me.
Gail Buskey, ladies and gentlemen, Team DoubleClick. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.